Magic 101.9, better music for a better morning. Linda Cassidy sharing a little time this morning with the founder of Match Made in NOLA. Her name is Anne Parnes, and she's just as fascinating as her clients, I'm sure. Former assistant DA, skilled in life coaching. And tell us just a little bit about how you got into matchmaking.
Sure. It's not probably the typical road that everybody takes, but I was an attorney and actually practiced in the DA's office in Jefferson Parish Juvenile Court for 8 years, and then was just ready sort of for my next adventure. And I've always liked helping people. So I got a coaching certification and found that many of my single clients were there for completely unrelated reasons. But all I could do was think to myself, who do I know that I could fix them up with?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I had a hard time containing myself. So and that got me thinking too, well, why should I contain myself? Is there anyone doing that here? Clearly it's a need. It turned out that there wasn't anybody local doing that in New Orleans. And so I thought, well, why not me?
So for those who don't realize, Match Made in NOLA is not an online dating situation, correct?
No.
Okay, because I want to make sure people understand that. What makes you stand out from the online dating services?
It's like the traditional matchmaker of what we imagine it would be. I meet everybody in person before I introduce them and have, you know, really in-depth conversations. Who are they and who are they looking for? Who would be a compatible match for them to be happy in the long term? I almost, you know, have their first date for them. Essentially, I meet everybody in person, see if I think that they would enjoy each other's company. Beyond that, I really can't always predict attraction, obviously, but
sure,
just that they meet those fundamentals.
And I have one or two friends who are single, and it's New Orleans, you know, previous to COVID. They've been able to go out and socialize and meet people, et cetera, and date. And the past 6 months have been brutal because they haven't been able to go out and meet people. Well, in a responsible manner during COVID times. What would you say is the climate for matchmaking now during a COVID time? Does that make sense?
It does make sense.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think it's really difficult for singles right now for the reason that you mentioned. There's not that much going on, and it's really even more difficult to approach people wearing masks. I think a lot of people have turned to the apps and a lot of people have gotten burnt out on them.
Sure.
Also, people aren't really excited to meet a whole bunch of people and expose themselves potentially, right? So it's a really good time for my business because I'm vetting them. And so that diminishes, you know, the number of bad dates you're probably going on, and it diminishes your exposure. And also I make sure that everybody's sort of on the same level in terms of comfort. So if someone wants to have an outdoor date, I'll set that up. I mean, I don't want to toot my own horn, but this is actually a really good time for matchmaking because a lot of the concerns that you have up front, I can do that for them. It's a challenging time for everybody, and in particular singles who have been isolated and are lonely and are really kind of looking for that connection and that intimacy with somebody.
Been talking to Anne Parnes this morning of Match Made in NOLA. She's the founder. You can find out more about Anne and her services at matchnola.com. I'll be talking to Anne again next Thursday. Make sure you join me between 8 and 9. We'll talk a little bit more about using a third-party service to help us find that special person. We'll also talk a little bit about how realistic our expectations are of potential mates. Anne, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Linda. It was a pleasure.
More of your throwback favorites coming up on this Throwback Thursday on Magic 101.9.